Even if you're an avid beachgoer, chances are you haven't given them much thought. But sand dunes are critical to the resilience of our beaches and coastlines. Yet, from powerful storms to carefree beachgoers, dunes are constantly under attack. So what can we do to preserve our dunes and protect our beaches? I'm John Racanelli, CEO of the National Aquarium, and this is A Blue View, our weekly look at real-world conservation issues facing our blue planet. An old adage says you should never turn your back on the ocean, but today we're going to do just that to get a better look at the dunes protecting coastlines that so many of us enjoy. While they might just seem like piles of sand, we'd be well served to think of sand dunes as vital, living things that merit our attention and protection. Coastal sand dunes are the first line of defense against punishing storm surges. Without the natural protection sand dunes provide, coastal areas are at risk for increased flooding, extensive property damage, and coastal erosion, whether by hurricane, tropical storm, or nor'easter. And not only do they perform an important ecological function in protecting our coastline, healthy dunes also teem with life. A multitude of species, including seabirds, ghost crabs, and even foxes and other small mammals, make their homes in the grasses, shrubs, and natural coves of sand dunes. Sea turtles rely on dunes to lay their fragile eggs. When dunes are damaged or missing, the wildlife they support can be displaced. In the natural world, ocean dunes develop over hundreds of years with the ebb and flow of coastal tides and weather patterns. According to the U.S. Climate Resilience Toolkit, our shorelines formed as ocean waves and currents pushed sediments from the ocean floor onto beaches and dunes after the last ice age. Over the centuries, undisturbed dunes have migrated back and forth across their beaches, moving inland or beachward as prevailing winds remove sand from one side and deposit it on the other. However, when commercial and residential development began in earnest along our shorelines in the early 20th century, our beaches became narrower and were dotted with man-made impediments along the area that once supplied sand to either side of the dunes. Roads, boardwalks, attractions, and homes now stood at odds with the natural order of dunes, prohibiting wind and weather from pushing sand back toward the beach. Over the years, the height and protective abilities of the dunes diminished. At the same time, climate change and sea level rise have increased the risk of damaging coastal flooding and made stable, durable dunes more important than ever. In 2012, as Hurricane Sandy tore up the East Coast, finally making her devastating landfall in New Jersey, neighborhoods situated inland of developed beaches, in other words, those with diminished dunes, took the full brunt of Sandy's massive storm surge. Areas protected by robust natural dunes sustained far less damage. There is no doubt that dunes play a critical role in the long-term viability of the beach communities that we treasure. AAA estimates that about one-third of all Americans will take a vacation this summer, and nearly half of those travelers will visit a beach destination. That's a lot of foot traffic over the dunes that protect our beaches and waterfront communities. So, what's a beachgoer to do? First and foremost, respect the dunes. It's like those ubiquitous signs say, "Keep off the dunes." Use marked ramps and walkways when crossing the dunes. Settle in for your day in the sun a safe distance away and make sure kids know that dunes are not a playground. You can support municipal efforts aimed at dune preservation and take the extra step to find dune restoration projects in your favorite seaside community. The National Aquarium's conservation team manages just such a program near Virginia Beach. There, volunteers spend a weekend installing dune fencing to encourage the natural accumulation of sand. They also plant beach shrubs and grasses, which stabilize the dunes and create safe habitats for the animals. Make saving the dunes a part of every trip to the beach so that our waterfront communities endure for generations to come. For more information on dune restoration, visit aqua.org/care. A Blue View is produced for WYPR by the National Aquarium, which is dedicated to sharing its mission of inspiring conservation of the world's aquatic treasures. For the National Aquarium, I'm John Racanelli.